the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Early start on What Are the Odds Wednesday. It is hour number two. Still feels weird being on this early, but hey. Just happy to be out here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, one of my all-time favorite places. And Nick himself is out here today, so come on out. If you're getting out early for your holidays and you're looking for some place to come and get your drink on and go hang out with John Granato, who's standing over there, this is your place. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter.
What did we learn in the first hour?
We've learned that you like to fight women.
No, I avoided a fight with a woman.
Yeah, well, okay, sort of. All right, we learned that.
Fred, I walked away. What else could I have done?
Yeah.
A woman wanted to fight me, and I avoided it. It's very simple.
There's a little more to it than that, or it wouldn't have taken you an entire segment to explain it. So, no, I'm proud of you for not getting into a fight with a woman. But it also convinces me that you would get in a fight with a woman in the right situation.
I told you, if worse came to worse, I would have said something to the men about the woman that would have...
So you would have beat the man up?
Yeah. Like, sometimes
what do you do when she jumps on your back and starts clawing? While you've got one of them in an arm bar and you're about to snap his shoulder.
I had a buddy with me, too.
Okay, so he'd take care of the other one, so you're 2-2. But she's going to jump on your back and scratch.
I mean, she's like 5 foot tall. Okay. Let her jump.
You're going to toss her like a rag doll. You know it.
Maybe I would. I'd pretend
you are, yeah, and then,
I didn't know it was a woman on my back when I threw her off.
It's
going
to be, dude, I need you to bail me out of jail. I need a lawyer. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you avoided all that because I was in bed early. I probably would have missed some phone call. But, yeah, we learned that. We learned that Johnny Manziel upsets old people who want to cry on the phone. And 409 brings up a great point when we're talking about Manziel. So Grant parties as hard as Manziel, but he performs, so nobody cares.
He performs. He's also not in an implied leadership role on a team. He also shows up to work on time and shows up ready to play, not had to be in rehab. Trust me,
if Gronk were to start missing practices,
right.
And which he doesn't.
Showing up late to practices. And
Gronk parties when he's not supposed to be playing. I mean, he does during season when they have a bye week, great. But when he's off, he has a great time. But he does what I think we'd encourage everybody to do. When you're at work, work your ass off. When it's playtime, play hard.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's kind of how I try to live life.
Well, let me tell you, if Gronk ever goes to rehab, the Patriots' leash on Gronk will be significantly shorter.
Gronk never killed anybody either.
That's true.
So
his leash will always be longer than Aaron Hernandez's leash was.
Mm. But there's a joke there, and
that's all right.
I'm going to stay away from it because it's only 3:00, and people listening now aren't used to hearing us, and they're like, "Oh, he's going to make a joke about dead people." So no, I'm not going to do it. But 713-780-ESPN is your number.
This is Russillo and Connell crowd that we're into right now.
Yeah, yeah. In case you're wondering, we're here early today because, we wanted to come to Nick's place. And B, we have UT basketball at 5:30, so we just moved the Blitz back. So we're doing an extra 30 minutes. And
so we bumped Russillo and Connell, right?
Yes.
Big hot shot national show, bumped.
Yep.
Boom. See ya.
That's because we are who we are.
That's right.
But if you're not familiar with us, give it a chance because it'll grow on you. Eventually, always say we're like alcohol. Some people love it right off the bat. Some people are like, I heard this was great. It's awful. And now you're alcoholics. Well, that's kind of how the show works. So just drink away and relax. Okay, here's one from Brother Bear. On Wednesdays, we do What Are the Odds Wednesday, by the way. So technically, we're combining Wednesday and Friday today. What are the odds? Zhang Yi football plays dust for the win for George R. R. Martin before Jon Snow's fate is revealed in the season opener of Game of Thrones.
I think that's
a great combo because basically what he's asking.
Yeah, I'll go 20%. I think George is going to last at least till the season premiere.
I don't know, man. George is a Jets fan, and they started losing, and he starts melting down and writing things on his blog about.
Dude, he's basically
crying on his blog the same way that Browns fan was.
Did you see that Ryan Fitzpatrick shaved his beard?
I did not see that. You were telling me that.
Just a foolish move on his part. I gotta
look this up now.
He looks about 95% less badass than he did when he had that Viking beard. I mean, that guy, he's a quarterback, but even like when they would tackle him and his helmet would be ripped off.
Yeah, like it was in the game Sunday.
Yeah, and he was like a little bit concussed. He jumped up, and, like, his concussy eyes were, like, wandering around, but he still, like, it made him look terrifying because of that beard.
Yeah.
Without that beard, he's going to look like Case Keenum did when he got up and started looking around all crazy. He's going to look like a little broken-up punk. No one wants that.
I can't find an image of it anywhere.
I'll have to. That's so sad. You're going to see it, and you're going, oh. Yeah, that's how I felt anyway.
Okay, so. All right, I may have found it. Anyway. Oh, there. Mike's got it. Oh, God. He does. He looks like Case Keenum's creepy uncle.
He just doesn't look like a.
He does. He doesn't he? Is that what. I mean, that's a perfect example comparing him to Case. He looks like the creepy uncle who sneaks in your room late at night with that beard.
I don't know if I go that far.
Oh, God. No, he looks like a total perv.
He just looks like a quarterback.
No, he doesn't. He looked like a quarterback with that Viking beard.
No, he didn't. That's what made him an awesome quarterback. Because we all know Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't that good. Everybody's like, oh, how's he having such a great season this year? It's because he had that beard. Without that, he's just going to be another guy.
No, he's going to be a creepy uncle. I'm just telling you.
See that? Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, see, there's the beard. That's what we're talking about. You look like a Viking god.
Looks like Brett Kiesel.
Yeah.
Like skinny Brett Kiesel.
You're automatically tougher when you have a beard like that.
Yeah.
But
true.
Once you shave it into that.
That's why that woman.
Now you're a creeper.
That woman who tried to fight me last night, had she had a beard like that? She could have been on her phone in the theater all night long. I wouldn't have said a word.
She probably did have a beard. You just couldn't tell.
No, I saw.
Oh, really?
I saw because she got up real close to my face and waved her finger in my face when she was calling me a bleeping loser.
Mm.
So I got a good look at her.
Did you?
Yeah.
I still would have told her to shave her beard, whether she had one or not, because that tends to go over so well with women, that and telling her that she looks fat in those clothes. But that would have just antagonized things.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And, out here at Nick's Place, come on out. Going to be a fun day. See that your good buddy, J.J. Watt, picked up another AFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
Good for him.
First one since last year. Probably deserved it.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the Stedman Bailey story, which I had kind of been putting off because I wanted to get more information on it. But it's very strange.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he is on a 4-game suspension and was in Miami and was shot in the head twice. Apparently in critical but stable condition. According to several witnesses, the driver, and I don't know if that was him or Bailey, but they were trying to shield children in the car from gunfire. So there's still a lot of details kind of floating around out there, and until we get them, I don't know what's going on with it, but that's very strange, man. So I don't know if it was somebody in that car was targeted for a reason or if what the situation was, because there's just not enough information. But it doesn't sound like, it sounds like a couple guys were trying to protect kids from getting shot.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, I'm glad. It at least seems like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's supposedly having surgery, but it's critical but stable, as it were. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I'll try to get caught up on some social media now that we have internet again. What are the odds the Cowboys beat the Panthers? From Cowboys fan texter.
Give me 42%.
I go 48. I mean, it's a pick 'em game.
Yeah.
They're at home. Short week. I think
Yeah, you're right. I might go 45%.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Lots more to go. Do not go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, you know, as much as I'll pretty much friend anybody on Facebook and I'll pretty much deal with anybody on Twitter, when it comes to G-Chat, I almost refuse to take on anyone, including Aaron, who works with us. But even though I need to chat with him to find out who's on the line and stuff like that, I was very reluctant to do it, but I've done it, so we're going to take a phone call because he's got a couple of people on. Let's go to Sal. Let's talk about the Canelo fight, which we haven't gotten to yet.
No.
What's up, Sal?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, sports.
Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And basically, what are the odds that boxing, I'm a big boxing fan. I've been a boxing fan for like 40 years. I'm not that old. At least I'm around 45. Thing is that boxing is coming very lame. What do you guys think about Canelo winning a 155-pound belt and now asking other boxers to drop down to his weight class and not defend it in the middleweight class? What he should be doing is fighting with Triple G. I'm Mexican, and I'm also a big fan of racist Bob Arum. So I don't know, AJ, if probably racist Bob Arum can give us an answer to my what are the odds questions. I'll listen to you guys. Thanks.
Aaron, let's try to get Bob Arum on the line real quick.
Yeah.
And we'll get his answer to it. For me, I believe that Golovkin Canelo is the fight that people want to see. I think that's a fight that can make the most money. I think that's a fight that boxing really kind of needs after the Mayweather-Pacquiao disappointment. That's a fight that can maybe bring some people back. I mean, but that's boxing. Everybody postures, and it's all about what's my percentage of the purse? What's my, you know, where's the fight going to be? What weight's it going to be? And, like, boxers are so, they're such little bitches when it comes to weight. Like, for them, the difference in weight classes is like 2 or 3 pounds, and that's like a big deal to them. Whereas in MMA, if you want to go up a weight class, it's 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, there's no.
It's significant.
Yeah, you can't go from 185 to 188. If you want to move up a weight class, you go from 185 to 205. If you want to drop a weight class, you go from 185 to 170. So there's not as much bickering about weight when it comes to that, because you're basically at the weight class that you can physically make. Boxing, they use it as a bargaining chip. We do have Bob Arum on. Bob, what do you think of the Canelo seems to be ducking a possible fight with Golovkin? And listen, I say this all the time. The Mexican fighters, they don't duck anybody. They love to fight. They have to find a way to send money to their families. They use the Western Union. And the way they do it is they box. And they, you know, they go. You buy the pay-per-views because people, they like to see the way the Mexican fights. Mexicans aren't good at a lot of stuff. They're good at fights. That's why I love them. I don't know much about Kazakhstanis. I think that's a made-up place. I think it's somewhere in Canada. But I don't know if the Kazakhstanis fight like the Mexicans. But if I know Canelo, If he was with me, then not that De La Hoya, he would do the fight and he'd make the money. You hear my yard man in the back excited about what I'm telling you. You can hear. Thank you, Bob. That was plenty racist. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you before the next big fight.
Thank you.
That's Bob Arum.
Yeah, sort of.
Good to hear from him.
Yeah, that's sort of drunk Bob Arum, I think.
No, that's just Bob.
Or old Bob Arum. I think there's a lot of ways to describe him.
That's just old, crotchety, racist Bob Arum.
To his original point, though, I think we're seeing a thaw in terms of these different promotions getting together. We saw it with Roc Nation and Golden Boy. We saw it with the Mayweather fight. And I think talking to Oscar, he wants to see those fights made. So I think the guys he has, the guys that Arum have, and I know Arum can be tricky, but at least he's, I think he sees this too. And Dana and UFC have done a great job of showing what can happen if you put the best fights together. And I think boxing is slowly coming around. And I don't know that it's not too late in some instances, but for the most part, I think you are seeing a thaw there. And everybody we talked to even mentioned that. So, and that's a good thing because we will see better fights. And it will be a situation where I think we get Canelo and GGG. I think that's going to be the next fight.
Don't call him GGG.
I like calling him GGG.
No. It's Triple G or it's Golovkin. You can't say GGG.
I like saying GGG. I can say whatever the hell I want. You and your racist buddy can
Let's
suck
get
it.
Bob Arum back on to see what he thinks of that name change that Fred just gave Golovkin.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes it.
I don't care what he likes. You know what? You know what? I know what he likes, which is being a rich racist.
He likes money, Fred.
Yeah, he does. A couple things. Atlas says, what has better odds? I make it through the grocery store without getting annoyed, or the Rockets play half decent tonight?
What grocery store do you shop at?
It doesn't
at?
Matter. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's. I hate to say this. Better odds. Dude, the Rockets play decent. I hate to say it.
We were just talking about Walmart. I know people who choose to go grocery shopping at Walmart. I don't understand that at all. And they're like, well, you save money there. And I don't know. I don't know how much money you could possibly save on groceries at Walmart.
It's not
relative
worth it.
To like Kroger or HEB.
80 cents.
But I would rather like sift through the trash and pay Whole Foods prices than shop at Walmart. I'm not even kidding. I'm not shopping for groceries at Walmart. You can keep that. You can keep that. You keep those rollback savings, bro. I'm not trying to imagine what that's like today. Like today and then Friday on Black Friday, Walmart is going to be jumping.
But, well, I got to ask, is your wife a Black Friday person?
Not really. My wife is an internet shopper.
Yeah, that's mine basically just wants to be hung over Friday morning, so she's not going to go wait in line.
Yeah.
But my prior wife was one of those that would get there at like 4 in the morning and line up.
Yeah.
And it's just not for me. It's like whatever I could get on that day, I can get whenever I want. Why do I want to go out there on Black Friday? Now it's
for the savings, Fred.
You know, I'll pay the extra money. I don't care.
I'm kind of the same way.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. But I have vowed to never step into a Walmart again. Never going to happen. After the last time when a woman came up and starts preaching to me and asking me if I'd found Jesus Christ, and I made a really inappropriate joke, and which, you know, is what I do. And she started screaming at me that I was the devil, and I didn't really dispute her. But I'm kind of like, you know what? Why do I need this crap? And I'll go pay.
Well, why did you marry her?
No. Nice plot. Nice try. No, but I was just. I've decided I'd rather go spend $5 more in Target than put up with that crap. If I really need something that bad. And actually, I found a new thing. We order everything on Amazon now.
Oh, Amazon's where it's at.
Yeah, for just everything. We just order on Amazon, and if I need new clothes or something, I'll go someplace else. But we never have to step foot in one again.
No.
But
well, you shouldn't be buying your clothes at Walmart anyway.
No, but sometimes I like getting cheap workout clothes.
Unless
there.
You're a baby. Babies can shop up for clothes at Walmart.
For a while, I was getting like really cheap workout clothes there because you go throwing so fast. You know how that works, but I don't even do that anymore. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Jeff says, hope you guys have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and as always, sports. Same to you, Jeff, and same to all the listeners, man. Have fun. Have a fun Thanksgiving, and take it easy, man.
Kofi says, Walmart is the Long John Silver of grocery stores.
Okay, I don't think I've ever been in Long John Silver, but that's...
Oh, I have.
Really?
Oh, boy, I have. Yeah, that's rough.
Lamont says, what are the odds little Fred changes his major within 2 semesters once he sees the girls in the School of Humanities? You know, I'm going to go with he won't change his major,
I mean, listen, if you change
But I don't think
major,
he's going to hang with those chicks.
If you change your major from that's probably true. If you change your major into something else, I mean, it's kind of a bit of a safety net. Creative writing's like a risk taker's major.
Yeah, basically.
That's like a dude who, you're like, man, how are you homeless and you have a college degree? Oh, I took creative writing.
What I have told him is that while he's in that program, he better be taking some pre-law classes.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You got to have a fallback.
You need to have something that, like, you know, is actually applicable to the real world. Like my audio engineering degree doesn't do me a lot of good in the real world. Music college, not great for real world application, believe it or not. As soon as I paid off my student loans, I was shocked to find out that it does not have a lot of real world application. It's very disappointing.
I could get started on mine, but I won't. The only reason I did what I did was because I already had a job.
Yeah.
And I needed a degree.
Austin said HEB price matches with Walmart. Now you have absolutely no excuse.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Although, I don't know if I want a bunch of Walmart people showing up at my HEB.
Yeah, don't
now.
Tell people that. No. No. Don't.
When I lived over there.
Pretend like you didn't say that.
Hey, when I lived over there.
Erase it.
Like off of.
Take that off the podcast.
Kirkwood Memorial area. There's an HEB and a Walmart at Kirkwood and Westheimer on different sides of Kirkwood, and it's a really nice HEB. And you cross the street, and it's like somehow you step from West Hollywood into Compton. You suddenly feel like you're walking around in a field full of butterflies, and then all of a sudden you feel like you need to be strapped to go across the street. It's very weird. It's like a utopia of ghetto right there in the middle of things, that Walmart.
All right.
The stank won't go off it. Even the Lowe's, which is next door to the Walmart, is seemingly unaffected by the Walmart's projection, but that Walmart has it all.
All right.
Just telling you where to avoid, Fred.
Yeah, I've learned by now what places to avoid, and I'm doing pretty well out of it.
I mean, listen, you told me I was at the same gym for like 6 months before you told me it was a gay hangout, and like I was probably
maybe I'm just more attractive to you, and it started for me sooner than it did.
I'm like showering there, walking around swinging, and then like, I'm like, dude, that's a total like a gay gym. I have no idea.
Maybe they just were scared of you. More open with me. I don't know what that says about me. Do I look approachable?
You give off everybody has always told me that you give off a really gay vibe.
Those people are crazy. They're part of that 5%. All right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know what? Aaron's brought us beer, so I should have accepted his Gmail chat request a long time ago. So
that's true. He brought us beer yesterday.
I'd appreciate that. He always brings us great beer. And
always brings me beer on Veterans Day.
And birthdays and stuff. And
being
so,
such a D-bag, Fred.
I'm sorry, all right? I should have accepted your G-chat a lot sooner. I just usually reserve that for people I'm not supposed to be chatting with. So, you know how that goes. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Do want to mention, if you haven't had a chance yet, to pick up the greatest audiobook ever recorded, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Styles, available at podcastarena.com. And I'm getting great reviews on it. People love it. And a guy sent me a nice email saying, I've never had a weekend where I didn't lose until after I listened to it. And so he broke even. But you know what? That's good. That's a step in the right direction. It's part of the point of it is to not necessarily make you money, but to stop you from losing money. And so check it out. It's only $12.99. Makes a great Christmas gift. We're not too far from that.
Yeah.
For the degenerate in your life. If you've got a guy, here's a perfect thing here. Let's say you're one of our female listeners and your husband is a degenerate gambler and you want him to quit losing all the money so that you have to go to Walmart instead of being able to go to Target.
Right.
Spend the $12 on this. Give it to, get him to listen to it, and you'll be at Target in no time.
That's right.
because he may not win.
You'll have Target in your life.
Exactly. And it'll be a huge step up.
Although, by the way, Target during the holidays is a madhouse.
Any place during the holidays is a madhouse. That's why I can't believe you'd be going to any grocery store on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Listen, I love you guys. I don't know what you're thinking. You should have gone Monday. Nobody was there. Or Sunday morning. Get all your stuff then. I know, I work. I had to wait. Well, if you work, you could have gone all the way home Monday night. And when you get in a fight and have to call in Monday and say, hey, I got in a fight, I'm going to feel bad.
I'm not going to get in a fight.
No, you're not, because you're not going to HEB on a Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. But anyway, so yeah, check that out. It's really good. I'm getting a lot of good. And the reason I've been working so hard on this is that we've got a deal with the – we're going to do a Royals Commemorative World Series audiobook with the Kansas City paper. It's official now, and the guy's coming in next week to do it. So I know we've got a few Royals fans out there. You're going to love it. But it's more of a national thing, and that's why I've been running around trying to get things finalized over the last few days. So I apologize if it's affected the show a little. It was only twice.
Okay.
So, but it's – I'm very excited about that for our little audiobook business. All right, let's talk – one more thing. Everybody's asking for the Grey Cup. Love Edmonton. I got it at 6.5. If you can get it 7 or under that, unload. Feel very good about it. It's practically a home game.
Who's the
They are playing the Ottawa Red Blacks, who are only in their second season of existence. And
I've never even heard of that team.
They've had a terrific year, but
this is the championship?
This is the championship. This is the Grey Cup.
What happened to Hamilton?
Hamilton got stomped by Ottawa.
Really?
They didn't really get stomped, but they didn't cover, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
But, yeah, so I'm going – right now I'm sitting at 68% for the year on CFL. If I can win this, I'll get back to 70, and I'll call that a good year.
Okay.
So, all right, let's talk a little NFL.
Yeah, great news if you're a Bills fan or, you know, you were hoping to get one last play, one Hail Mary, or if you actually play for the Bills, this is really good news. The NFL admits that they mishandled the final 2 seconds of the game. Now, what that changes is absolutely nothing.
Right.
But they're admitting that they were wrong. So now you can feel, you know, vindicated that you were so angry because you were right. They blew it. But again, it doesn't change anything.
No.
They're not going to go back and give you that 2 seconds. But feel good in knowing that they admit they were wrong.
If they weren't going to go back and give the Ravens
right.
the end of that game, they're not giving you the end of that game.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. It's still not as egregious as that, but because that changed the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
But this one, you never know. And we've seen Hail Marys tie games. So, I mean, obviously the odds are pretty long that you pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably lose in overtime anyway.
Especially you got a quarterback who's got one arm and it's not the right one.
No, and if you can't throw it that far left-handed, you're kind of in trouble. But, yeah, I think we all knew they screwed up. I don't think that was too hard to figure out. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Corey said AJ will soon get a letter requesting an apology to the Walmart people of the world.
I don't care.
I don't think they can write.
I'm not apologizing. They don't have.
It would be in crayon.
Yeah, they don't have the internets.
Yeah. And then it'll show up 3 months from now.
Yeah, if you want to sign this class action lawsuit against AJ, the people of Walmart v. AJ, make your mark here.
Yeah. That's Maynard, and I'm going to sue that guy because none of that he says is true.
Put your mark.
I'm put my mark. I can write my name. It's Maynard.
It ain't about writing. It's about us reading it. Just put your mark.
Well, I don't know if you can read it because I kind of get confused after that first letter. I know it starts with an M, but my name's Maynard, and I'm proud of it. And I'm signing that thing. And there's no X in Maynard till the end. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. The cool thing about I wanted to get to this real quick because it strikes me as a little odd. We hit on Peyton Manning a little bit earlier in the week, but I found it interesting that while he's been sent to the bench here for injuries,
all right,
ostensibly, that it comes out that he wants to play in 2016. All right, I love how competitive this guy's been. I love how great he's been his entire career, but how can he look at himself objectively and say, yeah, I got another big year in me at this stage? Now, maybe the whole Kubiak-Manning thing isn't working, and maybe he thinks if he's back in his regular offense, he can still thrive. But All right, we know a team not too far away, desperately needs a quarterback.
Texans.
Would you think about it if he came back next year at the veteran minimum?
First of all, I don't think he'd take the veteran minimum.
Well, no. Well, I don't know. He owns all those Papa John's now in Colorado.
But the answer is yes, of course you'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you catch lightning, cool. If not,
I think
it's 1 year.
I think the lightning's gone. I really do. And maybe it's just that offense, but the fact that he's hurt so much now, and you know, I guess if you still had Brian Hoyer, okay, but if you, yeah, it's almost that would be such a Band-Aid fix again. I mean, I think they have to do something in the offseason. And like I said, I don't think the Lions are going to give up on Matthew Stafford.
I don't think so
but
either.
If they do, that's the guy I would want. I mean, I guess I'd bring him into camp. But, boy, if he's throwing those moon balls like he is, you've seen that act. That's Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that works. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's grab a get to a tweet first, Disco Biscuit. Why are the refs getting worse? Feels like they're coming out more now than other years saying they're wrong. I think it's we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think it's happening a lot more in these high-profile games, which is why we're hearing about it. But there's a lot of stuff that happened. Well, and let's be honest. Nobody was watching the Ravens-Jaguars game. You wouldn't have known they screwed that up. I think we might have been the only two sitting there watching that with all the other games that were on. But I think it's as bad as it's ever been, and it shouldn't be. And that was just – we talked about that yesterday. That was just not knowing the rules.
Well, allegedly. Who knows? There were some people saying that he didn't know the rules. Some people – they tried to say that he gave himself up, which is, I think, total crap.
But. Yeah. No, that was their defense. And the beauty of that defense is it's so vague – that even if it's wrong, it's hard for you to argue against it. But they were clearly covering for the other ref. Is that do we have Lamont on? Let's get Lamont on. Haven't talked to him in a while. Certainly not in person. What's going on, Lamont?
Hey, man, how's it going, brother?
It's going sports.
Hey, man, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I know I'm not going to be able to hear y'all tomorrow.
To you too, man. Take a day off from listening to radio.
What'd you say?
I said, take a day off from listening to the radio tomorrow.
And Friday. Take Friday off, too.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, man.
Just relax. Eat some stuffing and something.
Yeah.
Yeah, just eat.
I got some odds. I got some odds on some Super Bowls, man. And I'll try to put this in fashion because I know y'all don't like them, you know, repetitive, but meaning all three in a row or two in a row or whatever. But what are the odds we'll see a Super Bowl matchup that we've already seen in the last couple of years? And I'm thinking Carolina and the Patriots or Pittsburgh and Arizona, or will we see a whole different matchup completely?
I'd go like maybe 10% that we see a repeat matchup of the last 5-10 years.
Pittsburgh, Green Bay, I don't think that's impossible either.
I don't think Pittsburgh's making the Super Bowl. I mean, I think they're good. I think Pittsburgh and Seattle are teams that if they get in, you're not going to want to play them. But I also don't think either one of those teams are a Super Bowl team.
Thing is, maybe not right now, but as I said earlier in the week, the Steelers have not had Roethlisberger healthy all season long. They've got some issues on defense. But when he's out there, he covers up a lot of that. And when I look at the AFC, I see the Patriots, and I see wide open after that.
Yeah.
You beat the Patriots, which I don't think is impossible if somebody goes in and beats the Patriots. And I think the Steelers would have just as good a chance as anybody else in the AFC to come out of there. Now, and right now, their odds to go to the Super Bowl are 12-1, or win the Super Bowl is 12-1, which is a little low for me. But, yeah, I think you could see that. The most likely one would be Patriots-Panthers, but I'm still not sold on the Panthers. I think the Cardinals or the Packers are the two teams that I could most likely see coming out of the NFC.
Cardinals-Patriots, that's what I see right now.
Which would not be a rematch.
No.
But I'd like to see Patriots-Packers, even though it's technically a rematch. It's a rematch from long before this era. But, I think 10% is probably fair. But I would say that the Steelers are kind of a team to keep an eye on. And it's funny because latest sportsbook odds, Patriots are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. The second lowest team in the AFC is Pittsburgh, 12-1, ahead of Cincinnati.
And I think they're seeing the same thing, healthy Roethlisberger. Again, I don't think they're getting there because I think it's a Patriots year. But once you get past New England, I think it's they're right there with everybody.
I guess. I still think that defense is not very good, and I think Le'Veon Bell being gone hurts them as well. And this is, I mean, we've already seen Roethlisberger deal with two injuries this year.
Right,
I don't
and,
know.
That, and that's the thing. Yeah, and
you know,
they keep rushing him out there. But I have to say D'Angelo Williams has been fantastic.
Yeah.
And as long as they keep him healthy. Now, I don't think they have another one of those on the bench if he gets hurt. And you know how running backs are. But, I mean, there's nobody in the AFC that I look at and say, besides the Patriots and say, oh, okay, yeah, they're in. And certainly not the Broncos with Brock Osweiler, who are 15-1 also, by the way. Wow, there's a pretty big drop when you go from Steelers 12, Bengals 15, Broncos 15. Your next AFC team, Colts 38-1,
ahead of the Broncos.
No, I said after the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Broncos are 15. Yeah, so that next group behind the Patriots, Steelers, Bengals, Broncos.
No, it should be a big drop off after that.
Yeah, Colts 38-1. You know what? You know who interests me a little bit? Chiefs at 50-1.
That's not bad.
If you're looking for a little home run action. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We still have one more segment in this hour, and then I'll actually feel like the show is normal because it'll be 4 o'clock when we're supposed to be on the air. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are...
Is that a mashup of our traffic sounder?
Kind of, yeah. That was very strange. What was that? Help us out, Aaron.
What was what?
When our intro was
our
playing,
rejoin there.
The traffic sounder was also playing.
All it was missing was,
not if you're on 59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Tiffany Terrell.
I mean, I ran traffic before I started the intro.
Have you been drinking today?
No, not yet.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm not a snitch. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I need to know.
It's not like we're going to tell every single listener everything that you've been drinking.
No, I wish I had, because that would be a good excuse.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. This is why you pay to keep your top players around, because you see what happens when we go to our bench. I mean,
we had Vasquez out here today. I didn't even know he was still alive.
I didn't know he didn't work here anymore. I saw him. I was like, oh man, you work here? Cool.
Yeah. You still dating that girl that's too hot for you? Yeah. See, there you go.
She's still doing other guys sometimes.
Yep.
I knew it.
It happens.
It happens, man. Yeah. You get a chick that's too hot for you, sometimes she's going to sleep with other dudes.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a net win. I mean,
right.
You know what I mean?
And that way you still
get what you need out of the deal.
And you can still go bang a two every now and then to feel like you've got, you know. that's what I would do. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Thank God everybody who works here by now has figured out how we are and is a good sport about it. Honestly, I could see somebody coming in the first day and doing something like that, and we start making the comments that we make, and like just cutting off our mics and throwing crap at us. Fortunately, these guys have been around us enough to know what we're about. All right, for 2 seconds, I want to talk about golf. Mainly because of a golf decision that is very strange.
It's funny, I just told you I really need a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Which means, like, I'm kind of lagging.
Yeah, so this is going to...
And you're like, oh, I know. I'll
put you to sleep.
I'll talk to you about golf now, because that's going to really,
AJ,
we'll liven up your day.
We'll line up here and discuss golf, because...
Now, actually, this is kind of something that I'm interested in. I think you'll be interested in, too. They have banned fantasy gaming websites from golfers, which... Oh, thank you for the music. According to a memo sent to the players, fantasy gaming websites that pay out money in exchange for an entry fee, as well as other wagering websites and apps, are considered illegal in many states. Therefore, the PGA Tour will regard any player participation in these games as conduct unbecoming of a professional.
All right.
Which I think is dumb, because of all the sports that are based on gambling, every golfer I've ever known is a freaking gambling degenerate. They gamble with each other. They go to the horse track all the time. I had a friend who was a pro golfer, really good, played in Europe for a long time. All he did was bet. I got to know him through the racetrack. All he did was bet.
I honestly don't know if golf could be less interesting, but I feel like taking the gambling aspect
that
of
would
golf
make
away
it impossible, right?
Makes it borderline unwatchable.
And so I guess, but I guess they're saying they can't play daily fantasy sports. Which, all right, if I'm a golfer and
you know what, the only thing that makes me watch golf ever,
gambling,
is when we play our little game,
yeah,
to see who's
yeah
gonna,
for it, $10 each,
yeah,
where we get $10 riding on it. Just so we have bragging rights.
Yeah, otherwise,
that's it.
I don't care about golf at all.
I don't either.
Not even a little.
But don't take this away. This is all they have, okay? Because now Tiger Woods isn't any good. They don't make as much money. And, well, okay, so they have hot wives, most golfers do. And they do okay. But don't take their gambling away. That's the best part of golf. Todd asking, how late are y'all at Nick's? Want to bring my girl out and make a new blitzer? We will be here until 5:30. So come on out, Todd. Bring
you
her
think
along.
When he says that, he means like he wants you to make out with her in front of him?
No, I think you. I think it's you he wants. Or Vasquez, one of you two.
I can do it.
Yeah, Ray,
for sure.
Ray, you're not going to be standing up by 5:30, okay? This guy has been, well, he was here when I got here early for Granato and Sean, and he was already lit then. So, and hey, I respect that. Ray, original blitzer, from the old Sunday show, who shows up at everything. Really appreciate you. Don't pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you have. Here's one for you. What are the odds John Jones wins his first fight back in the UFC? What do you think they'll do with him when he comes back?
He's going to fight Daniel Cormier.
Think he'll
and win it? If the fight is even in the remote realm of the same as the first one, it's almost a certainty he'll win. He physically just dominated Cormier. I don't know if Cormier is going to come up with some crazy game plan or if maybe cocaine turned John Jones into Superman, and without it, he's not going to have the magic powers that let him throw a ragdoll Daniel Cormier around. But I'd say probably 75-80% I would lean towards John Jones.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be 4 o'clock, so you'll be awake then. You won't need a Red Bull.
I'm going to have to get one.
No, it's going to be 4 o'clock, and be like, okay, this is when we start the show. Boom.
No, man, it's not going to work that way for me today. I had a meeting today. And what's funny is I went to meet with a client who's going to be on the air with us. I'm really excited about it. It's actually a really cool thing I got to tell you about. But the meeting itself was at 9:30 in the morning in Pearland.
Like, so that means you got to not only have to get up at 7, you got to deal with traffic because you're north side.
You might as well said, we've got a business meeting for you. It's in Buenos Aires. You got to be there at 7 a.m. That's what it sounds like to me. Pearland at 9:30.
Yeah.
Sounds like I might as well be in you know, the middle of nowhere in Saudi Arabia by 6 a.m. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
So I'm a little exhausted. I didn't get my normal beauty rest. I was up all night trying to not get beat up at the movie theater. So, and then I had to wake up early. So it's been...
I don't think Pearland is quite Riyadh, though.
It's close.
All right. Okay. Let's just take a break before I say something else that I'm going to get in trouble with. I'm already on thin ice because of my comments about the airline this weekend. I'm going to be very careful with anything else I say. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.